Oh, did I went too soon.
Yeah.
Time, space, reality, MCP. It's more than a linear path. It's a prism of endless possibility, where a single die roll can branch out into infinite realities, creating ridiculous game outcomes from the ones you'd expect. We are Advanced R&D. We are your guide through these vast new realities. Follow us and ponder the question, what kind of jank is this?
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Hey there, welcome to another episode of Advanced R&D, the What If podcast of Marvel Crisis Protocol. Today I'm joined by Sooner, as we have kind of taken over the Advanced R&D from the usual hosts of Kenny and Josh, as we are sticking it to them. If you have not already listened to the previous episode, where there's a joint one where we let these guys choose a few boxes and then let them declare their affiliations, only for them to find out that the boxes they chose were the boxes that they were banning. So, Kenny, as a reminder to everybody real quick, what affiliations did you say you were going to play?
I said I was going to play Avengers and Defenders.
That's very interesting. And what boxes did you choose to ban?
I did not choose to ban these, per se, but I was... I chose some boxes that happened to end up to be banned. Those boxes were the Doctor Strange and Wong box, the Ms. Marvel box, and the Captain America or Captain Falcon and War Machine box.
So interesting choices to ban.
It's going to be tough to play Avengers without that Sam box.
I mean, I've got Steve. I'm good. I'm set.
You've even got Steve 2.0, which is rather wonderful.
Yes. The superior Captain America.
Cool. Well, because there's other ways to easily build rosters that are extremely efficient, and of course you also can't use the boxes that Josh had picked, which included the Thor and Valkyrie, Loki and Hela, and Miles and Gwen boxes.
Dang it.
So all of those and their respective tactic cards are poof, gone. There's a couple others that we wanted to make sure you didn't have easy access to, because I know somebody on your show previously in the far, far past used something like Corvus and Proxima as an easy out.
I wonder who that was.
I don't know. Must have been a smart gentleman.
Go ahead and pat yourself on the back there, Nate.
Sure. So you do not have access to the likes of MODOK, and you do not have access to Corvus Proxima. Sooner, were there any others that we had discussed?
We had discussed Thanos, right?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and, yeah, we'll just nix him and Dormammu, too.
I mean, yeah, Dormammu wouldn't be playing Avengers or Defenders. So.
I was going to say, you can't play Dormammu because he makes you his affiliation.
It's the, yeah. That's the one downside of, I guess, of this podcast now, is which is like Dormammu is automatically banned no matter what episodes we do, unless we do Dark Dimension.
Yep.
True.
But that's for a later point in time. So, Kenny, you now know about some additional restrictions, but let's start building your team roster name, Destroyer of Mirzane.
Yes.
Very fitting.
Beautiful name, I must add.
I'm very, very excited about this. For some of those who might not know, Mirzane and I have played many times as we're both local here. We've also played a few times online and on stream. Any game that has not been on stream, he has won. But any game that we have streamed, I have won that. So there really is kind of no record of him ever actually beating me, at least a digital record. So it's kind of great. And I'm sure he loves that fact.
You got a lot to live up with now in this game after saying that,
though. I know. I'm hyping myself up here, and it might come back to bite me. But it's fine. He needs a good win, you know. Like, he's only number 4 overall on Longshanks. Like, he just needs it.
Yeah, we need to try to, you know, boost his confidence with that long shake record.
Oh, jeez. Oh, don't hate us. We just like being sarcastic.
If anybody didn't pick that up, that was sarcasm. But go ahead.
So, Kenny, may I suggest the first addition to your roster, the most obvious addition, be Captain America Steve Rogers?
Yes, 100%. I've been excited to put him back on the table ever since the changes were announced. And what better chance to do that than this game right here?
Absolutely. So where do you go from here?
Where do you go from here? Do you take some of the big boys, you know, Hulkbuster? Do you go more with all their solid three threats or four threats that they have? Where are you going?
Oh, geez. I kind of want to go with some of the big boys. Like, that just sounds like a ton of fun. But I know, like, I need some small people, too. And so,
well, may I suggest starting in the middle? And I know we're not doing packs, but both Bucky and Vision are excellent Avengers, especially with Steve.
I think Bucky is 100% in. Vision, I'm not so sure on, because I think I want to try some Captain Marvel maybe in his place, because, you know, she's got some changes. Would be cool to do some much cheaper binary forms more consistently.
But Kenny, what? Why not both?
Por qué no los dos? You make a good point. So, Bucky. And let's go ahead, slot Vision in. But I might come back to him later as I'm making more stuff in Captain Marvel. I feel like, let's see, who are all of my... So, Defenders and Avengers is Hulk, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Blade. Ooh.
Blade, Wolverine is as well.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to play Wolverine.
Yeah, you're already loaded with four threats anyway.
Yeah. So I think I want to go Luke Cage.
Bring that sense. sweet Heroes for Hire tech.
Heroes for Hire, Sweet Christmas. And, you know, more bodyguards is always fun. There's so many characters in Avengers.
Yes, tough choices. They're all pretty good, too.
I know. Is Dr. Voodoo isn't a defender?
Hawkeye is one that's in both.
Oh, I want Hawkeye.
Yeah, that's a hard one to pass.
I like him. I think I don't want to play Iron Fist, really. I've played a good amount of him. I like Cage more. I want to put Hawkeye back on the table now that his show's airing, and, you know, always good to get some action with Clint.
The question is for the game, are you going to put a Santa hat on him?
Since, oh my gosh.
His new show is Christmas themed.
I will talk to one of the TTS mods or admin people who like actually work on the mod. And I'll see if they can hook me up with something, because that would be pretty freaking sweet.
That would be
dope. To have on the table. Hmm. Other defenders. I don't think there's... I think I want Hulk. Hulk is fun. Hulk likes to smash.
Hulk is fun. Hulk is also good now.
Yeah. Yes. He's very good. We're doing the... Sooner Zane and I are doing like the Danger Room holiday bash thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got Hulk in my list because him and Avengers, surprise, I'm playing Avengers there too. So I'm trying not to make my list too much the same thing. Him and Avengers being able to Avengers assemble, then do his gamma leap. And then he's on a middle point just right off the bat, ready to bash faces.
He can get pretty far up the board, can't he?
It's really rude. He can get very far up the board. All right. So I think I want some Defenders characters now. Outside of...
Well, now are you going to take a two-point character?
Hmm. I want to say no. I want to just go all out craziness. But also, I probably need a 2-point character. And I probably
need a 2 or a 5.
Well, I have a 5 ready to go.
Oh, and who's that?
Y'all told me that Doctor Strange was banned. And I heard you, but it didn't quite register because I have another Doctor Strange ready and available in the Doctor Strange Sorcerer Supreme, who sounds really cool in Steve's Avengers, being able to scalpel for 3.
Mm-hmm.
Or scalpel turn 3. 1. Yeah, scalpel turn 1, just right off the bat. And
that sounds like scalpel double tap right there.
Yeah. Scalpel double tap, scalpel get Hulk up, then Avengers Assemble, then Gamma Leap. Who knows?
Are you trying to get Hulk to their deployment zone or?
I don't know. It's still to be determined. But the idea of it is just tempting enough to where I'm going to try it maybe.
Do it.
It might be crazy. All right. I've got 2 slots. I feel like I've talked about a good amount of characters. I want to hear y'all's suggestions.
What about the old Quicksilver? He's, a lot of people have done his little tricks with Steve to get extracts. What do you think about putting him in there?
I thought about it, but a lot of those, I feel like Steve extract tricks relied on advanced R&D in the way that it used to exist. Now that you have to have the active character pay for it, that kind of messes with it because you can't just dump power off onto people as you need it. But I will say I'm happy AMG went in this direction instead of just restricting advanced R&D. It's good for our branding. Keeps us still in the conversations.
And you know, that's what they were considering when they talked about it.
I like to think Pagani was looking at pictures of Josh and I and just thinking, man, like, I'd really hate to disappoint these guys.
I now just have Pagani's face plastered over the Wolverine meme. As he's laying in bed holding the photo frame of you and Josh hugging each other or something.
That's exactly what happened. Sorcerer Supreme. I don't know about Quicksilver, like I said.
You can tell me no, Kenny. It's okay. It's all right.
I don't like telling people no. Because I'm usually the encourager of jank.
So obviously there's the jank where it's Quicksilver making a turn 1 extract. But what about going for the turn 1, can I borrow that? Ooh. Which seems a lot more likely.
That does. No, you still have to have 2 power for that turn 1.
Yeah, so you move up. You punch, and you get the second power, and you steal it.
You have to pay for it before you do it.
No.
No?
No. It's strictly better than the Hawkeye Widow team up.
Oh. Yeah,
it wouldn't be very good if you had to pay before, because it's a 4-dice strike a lot of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tempting.
You know, another option is... You didn't put Winter Soldier in there, did you?
I do. He's right after Steve.
Okay, perfect. I was going to say, we need to get some Till the End of the Line going.
Oh, yeah. Till the End of the Line is... There's no doubt that's going to be on the table.
All right.
Gosh, I still just don't know if I want to play Vision.
Well, take Vision out.
Well, I got to find people to replace him with first.
We got lots of people we can replace him with.
Let's see.
I feel that just feels so wrong to say about Vision, though.
Yeah, but if you're already taking Marvel, they do overlap a little bit in the energy blasting.
Oh, absolutely. They both have a very effective throw. Mm-hmm. He's just got a little bit more of that power economy synergy with Steve.
I forgot how much I hated being on this side of the table.
And while we're talking about additions with changes and stuff, Where's Ricochet Blast and Iron Man?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, casual 3-power, 9-dice attack, ain't range 8, potentially.
Yeah, that just sounds too much like what I'm doing in the danger room. So I don't want to go too close to that.
Fair.
What about our good friend, the God of Mischief?
Now that.
Just rub it. Like, just that. That's just rubbing.
Wait, no, I can't take his face him. In it.
Is he?
He's banned.
Because he was.
He banned Loki Hela.
Oh, well, damn.
I'm kind of tempted by Hood.
Ooh.
I feel like I need some kind of. Well, I mean, I guess I have Doctor Strange for Mystic, but access to cheaper Mystic would be solid. Like, I would go for Hood or Mysterio there, and I like both.
Hood's got a, well, I guess they both also have a really good tactic card to accompany them.
Yes. Yeah, Hood has a lot more superpower potential with Steve. Mm-hmm. Mysterio just kind of has tricks and traps, which, don't get me wrong.
It's a reactive one, so it's efficient.
Yeah, I love tricks and traps. But Hood has his invisibility cloak, which is reactive as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as he stays on normal Hood's side.
Yeah. But if he's on his other side, like, I don't care about his defensive reactive there because he's blocking 2 damage to a minimum of 1.
So gross.
Yeah. I think I want to try play more Hood. I want to say Hood in here.
Let me throw another one at you. What about Black Cat stealing for only 2 cost? She doesn't have a reactive ability, so it's only your active, but you can grappling hook for 1 or you can steal for 2. That seems a little spicy.
Grappling hook for 1 definitely seems really cool. And I like the idea of being able to steal for 2 as well.
All right, here's my 2 curveballs, and I'll stay silent for a little bit.
Okay.
Obviously, I know you want to do Doctor Strange, Sorcerer Supreme, but how about a 5-threat Avenger that fills the same role as the original Doctor Strange in the form of Cable, where you can body slide for 1, and you can give defense bonuses for 1.
Okay. I'm definitely intrigued by Cable. What was your second suggestion?
Bullseye.
Parting Shot for 1 sounds so sick. And he's cheap now.
And he's cheap.
Oh my gosh. There's so many possibilities. Hmm.
I got to throw this in with to think about, and this goes with Bullseye. What about Gambit? He also... He also does Parting Shot for 1. And he can add 2 dice for only 2 cost.
52 card pickup for 6.
Opposed to 7.
Opposed to 7. That's pretty solid. That's tempting too. And he has some control for me with his bow staff.
Yeah, I think the question is, do you want a 2 threat or do you want a 3 threat? What do you think fits your team better?
I probably do need a 2 threat at the end of the day.
And you know what? Just a little metagaming here. The chance of you going into Web Warriors and guaranteed 1 damage seems kind of nice.
That's true.
Got to know your opponent. Nate's scouting ahead for you.
He's scouting ahead. He's got my back. Oh, I need to... Haven't listed as a 3.
He's got your back, just like Bucky's got Sam's back.
Steve's.
Yeah, both? I mean, I play Sam, so.
Okay, now the question is Vision, because I really liked the idea of Cable, and we do have a lot of overlap, or not a lot of overlap, but like some overlap between Vision and Vision and Captain Marvel's capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And Cable with Avengers Assemble and his body slide by one, two, three, whatever
two,
it is.
Two.
Yeah, body slide by, no, it's body slide by one. It costs two.
Yeah, okay. It costs two, so he'd be able to do it by one.
By one. For range two.
Yes. That sounds pretty sweet, too. I could have... Oh, it's not possible to do this, but it would be really cool if they had a 21-point scenario where I could do Steve, Hulk, Cable, and Sorcerer Strange, and all of the movement shenanigans except for Steve.
Unless my math is wrong, that's 20 points, right?
That is 20 points. I'm bad at math. That sounds awesome. I'm doing that. I'm going to bring a 20-point scenario just for that. Okay, so let's think through this. Because I have a 2 now, which is good. Bullseye will be fun for a 2. I have plenty of Avengers characters. So what would I suck at?
Well, so let's look ahead like Nate kind of was doing. If he tries to play some D scenarios, do you have stuff to answer that? Because Web Warriors loves the D, and so does Merzane.
Merzane does love the D. I don't know if Amazing Spider-Man Web Warriors loves the D as much.
That's true. He doesn't have Miles. He doesn't have Miles and Gwen, so that is true.
So he might be trying to draw.
Yeah, Amazing Spider-Man still, I think, likes to... I mean, he gets around the board so well. I think he's still pretty decent at a D scenario.
Yeah.
I think losing Gwen and losing Miles does hurt pretty bad, though, because they are extremely effective on Ds.
Well, and he can't go wide as easily.
No, he would have to go a little more narrow, but he still has Black Cat. He still has Moon Knight.
Yeah.
So he's still got some options in there.
He does. But that would be an 11-point core. And I think at that point, I would be on the D maps, I'd be able to go 5 wide as well.
Yeah, I think since he's kind of tied into ASM as his only leader option, you're unless you just go with your insanely heavies list, you could probably scale well with his list.
Yeah, I think so. Gosh, what characters am I missing? Colossus would be cool. Ooh, Juggernaut. What about
Rogue?
Rogue, yeah.
She doesn't have a ton of superpowers. She has the absorption, but I don't think she has a ton to...
She's got charge, so turn one charge is online.
Yeah, that's nice. Always very nice.
Problem she's is, grow, right? Who do you cut for her? Hood?
It would probably be Hood.
Yeah, so you gotta decide A, if you want a 3 or 4 more, or B, if you want to play Hood more.
I mean, I've got 2 4s. There's not really any chance I play Defenders.
No, you have the possibility, strictly speaking.
So I can play Avengers, right? I will play Avengers for the most part, unless I go crazy and play unaffiliated for whatever reason, which I won't. So I think I want Hood for the wider options.
Okay, sounds very viable.
Because I'd have Captain America, Cage and Hawkeye would be 10 points, and then I'd have 5 points to work with on Wiggle Room for like Gamma or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd have Hood and Bullseye or Winter Soldier and Bullseye if I wanted to play Winter Soldier. I mean, I could play Winter Soldier over Cage or Hawkeye too. Like, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's just one less Avengers Assemble candidate. I don't know. I think I like where I'm sitting at right now. It's just, there's so much cool new stuff that it makes it hard to choose, especially because Steve being good and the discount's always been good. It's just people haven't wanted to pay the Steve tax as much. Like, there's so much potential with superpowers for him to use and abuse.
Yeah, so let's look at a couple of those options, starting with one of my favorite characters in the game, especially to put with Steve, and that's Venom.
I refuse to touch Venom.
Whoa. This is
entirely personal preference, but during our first local tournament, like February before COVID hit, I think, I was actually playing Josh, and my Thorn Valkyrie like dazed his Venom entirely. But this was like right after Field Dressing had released, so I hadn't understood like it entirely, and I was still very new to the game. And so he Field Dressings Venom, who then like one shots both Valkyrie and Thor to fully heal himself. And I was like, well, this is great. And so I just refused to touch Venom ever since. Petty, maybe. Worth it? Yes.
You know, this is your list, and you can be wrong about some things, but you do that.
I'm fine being wrong.
Just saying, range 4 yank medium turn 1 is fun.
Yeah, that's what face me is for.
But you can't do that turn 1.
Sure I can. I have Hulk and Doctor Strange Sorcerer Supreme.
Is it only 3 power? Yeah, I guess it is. All right, go crazy.
I will. Does Moon Knight have any cool powers? Chosen a Khonshu.
That's very niche.
Yeah. I don't think you're not going to get much out of Moon Knight, Steve Vengers.
Oh my gosh. Wait, you know who's like Venom but better? Omega Red. And you know who hates Omega Red with a passion?
He hates some tentacles, doesn't he?
He does hate the tentacles with a passion.
That would be a good troll.
I do enjoy a good troll. The problem is, I don't think I would cut anyone for him right now.
Yeah, could what superpowers does he have? I guess he's got the deal 2 damage.
He's got the same pull medium of Venom, the 2 damage thing. He's got invulnerability, the death spores, which gives everyone poison.
He doesn't have any reactive
stuff, which is why it works really well with Venom.
Yeah. Ronan could be a cool option.
Yeah, I thought about him earlier, but we were just naming so many 4 threats.
Hey, yeah. if we're talking about 4 threats, how about just Carnage?
Yeah. I guess, but the problem with Carnage is he's a physical attacker, and all the web warriors are going to have so much physical defensive tech.
That's very true.
You say that, but like,
oh, I guess,
is there?
Miles is gone. He can't play original Peter and new Peter at the same time on the table.
Uh-huh. So ASM is already re-rolling no matter the attack type.
Yeah, Sadistic Glee, for one, sounds cool, but also, like, I hate the idea of him doing damage to himself. Even if he can paint the town red. He also lost Doom Prophecy.
Thank goodness.
I mean, thank goodness, correct.
Thank you, Will Pagani.
Yeah. We got Dizzard sitting somewhere with the Wolverine meme and looking at Doom Prophecy and Carnage now. But yeah, him losing Doom Prophecy like just doesn't feel good anymore. I'll play him in Spider Foes. I just don't want to play him anywhere else.
That's fair. I think he's still fine personally, just with like use Field Dressing, paint the town red, get him back up and do gross stuff.
But yeah.
But at the same time, that you don't necessarily have all the resources to devote into Carnage to still make him good and do everything else you're wanting to.
Right.
Which is why you should play Venom.
I just don't want to. I just refuse. I can't. I can't bring myself to do it.
All right. Enough time with this. Are you locked in on the characters then?
Yeah, I'm locked in. I'm going to lock it in before I start doing this, because there's like probably 10 other characters that I would want to play in this list, and we can't talk about all of them. I mean, we could. It's just, I don't think anyone's going to change.
Fair enough.
So what do we do? Let's do Crisis next.
Well, no, I'm just going to laugh that he didn't do Dr. Voodoo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't want to take Dr. Voodoo.
Oh, well, then it doesn't matter.
He's a crutch.
Yeah, you can't be crutching on that, man.
Yeah, no. If I'm going to be Josh. Beaver
Zane the good, easy way. Or, I mean, the yeah. good, hard way.
I'm going to play some good, clean, Christian MCP.
All right. Do you want to do Crisis or Tactic Cards first?
I mean, this is y'all's show, so you tell me.
Let's do Crisis, because okay. that may affect what tactics cards you want to bring.
It might.
Yep. All right, so let's talk secures.
I want to bring that 20-point new crazy secure, whose name escapes me.
The one with cover.
Yeah, the one with cover. 20 points.
Ambush.
So, ambush.
Something about ambushing.
Sewer-powered scoundrels form sinister syndicate.
Yes, that one.
That's it. Now, that one may be, I guess, no. So if you, 20-point team where you play the, you know, Hulk and all the big guys.
Yes.
Because F, there's a lot of secures.
I wouldn't do like my crazy, like 4-wide 20-point list that I was talking about. Yeah, but I would play Hulk, and I might would go. So I'd go Steve, Hulk, and then let's see. I have 10 points to work with, so I would need to go.
Honestly, I could see Hawkeye, Winter Soldier on those back points, both range 5.
Yeah, yes. Both getting cover if you ever get shot or attacked.
Yeah, those two, and then I've got 4 points to work with, so it would be Captain Marvel, who's also good on that map. I'm about it.
Heck, or even just knock down Hulk and make him Cable, and then you could also throw in Strange, so you just have long range everywhere.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean...
And that's just a shooting gallery.
Yep.
I like that a lot.
Oh gosh, that's so gross.
I love
it. All of your characters except for Steve have range 5, and Steve has range 4.
And Steve ignores cover.
And Hawkeye can ignore cover.
Yep.
Oh, that's amazing. I love this.
That's what we call a shooting line right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about the other 20 secure. What about mists?
So mists, I think I could do that crazy 4-wide shenanigans on mist.
Is Cable immune to poison?
I believe he is.
Because I know Hulk is.
He is. Ooh, mists. I'm going pure crazy town. And I recognize it.
That's what this is all about.
Yes. So 20 there would be Cap. Is Sorcerer Supreme immune to?
No, I don't think
he is. But I'd love it if he was.
He's just a wizard, man. Just a wizard.
Just a wizard. I'll still take that.
Yeah, I mean, you could, depending on, like, because you never know, like, you could pick this and then Josh gets the point total kind of a situation. And you can still, like, sub in Captain Marvel, who is immune to poison.
That's true. Gosh, Captain Marvel is. That's awesome. I forgot that she's immune to that now.
Yeah, oh, she already was immune to that.
Well,
she
got immunity. I just never played her.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of immunity to poison, so.
Now, do I have immunity to stun? Hulk is immune to stun.
I think he's the only one. He and Thanos, right?
Yeah, but not to get too ahead of myself, there is an Avengers tactic that lets me remove stun from characters.
You thinking Fist? Second
Wind?
Yeah, Second Wind. That's right. So basically, it's any number of characters may spend one. Avengers characters may spend one to play this card. Characters that spent power remove the stun special condition and remove one damage. Sounds pretty cool. That might be too much forcing of. And I don't know if I like 16 points.
Well, let's talk about 16.
Yeah, what are you running at
16? On a 2.
It would have to be 4 wide. And I talked about doing that 20. and it could work.
Go five wide, right?
I could go five wide, but I wanted to play Hulk there because he's immune to stun.
Mm.
Well, do you think Hulk could hold his own on one side of the board?
At 16?
He probably could.
I mean, obviously, in deployment and whatnot, you're going to want to make sure you don't put them, you know, across from three or four other characters. But if you can somehow isolate maybe him versus two other characters on one side of the board, he could just own that board.
This is very true.
Yeah, or worst case scenario, you back him up with the Bullseye.
And I'm betting, surprisingly, Hulk can get to the other secure pretty quickly with Avengers Assemble. If you don't use it first turn, Avengers Assemble, Gamble Leap, and then a movement probably gets him to the other side of the table.
Yeah.
Especially with the objectives moving.
Mm-hmm.
And Web Warriors hate getting stunned and poisoned.
Yeah.
They do. True. They hate stun.
Oh, that's super tempting. I kind of like it. Just pure degeneracy all around.
Yeah.
And Hawkeye doesn't hate being stunned either.
He doesn't. He's not super power hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a guy that you can, you know, so he's interesting on something like Fisk or Terrigen Mist, because what you want to do is just place him first turn, place him within range five to be able to shoot one of those sightings and stay away. But if you hold off and let's say you got some dazed characters or whatnot, and if you need him to, he can hook arrow up. Like,
yeah, he can get there real
late.
Quick.
Yeah, late in a round, hook arrow up to the point and still double attack.
Yeah. I like that.
And having Steve Winter Soldier combo on any of these where the secure points are very limited is going to be very powerful.
Yeah, the only problem with Hawkeye is he doesn't use Steve well. Hook arrow for one is cool. I guess you could do the
shoot.
You
also get fast draw for one.
I was going to say fast draws for one, so I take that back. He does have some synergy there.
Yeah. I like that. Okay, extracts.
So we talked about Web Warriors and how they like getting extra power, so we probably stay clear of Cosmic Cubes.
Yeah, I can get behind that. Let's see.
So I guess our kind of knowing that Josh is limited to not being able to go super wide Web Warriors, do you want to try to contest him on a wide extract, or do you want to keep those numbers limited and try to give Hulk a Kree core or something?
I think so. My concern with like those single extracts is he's going to have access to Black Cat.
Mm-hmm.
And Black Cat is just going to run away with those things. Even though like her movement's limited, all that fun stuff, like she'll still be pretty mobile with her hopping around and whatever else. And so I don't want to have to spend my time chasing down a cat. I think.
Well, you should have brought Quicksilver then.
Yeah, Quicksilver would have been good to chase her down, but
alas.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but oh well, no regrets in the Jang tank.
Yep,
that's my motto. Unless you're Morgan Reed and you decide to take Ebony Maw and Brotherhood.
Interesting. I'll also say you probably don't want to go Montesi.
Yeah, I don't want to give him access to energy.
Giving him access to energy, but in my opinion, more importantly, you don't want to give him access to a beam on an all webbed up turn.
Oh. Oh no. So the R&D special, hammers.
Naturally.
That's got to be in there. More dice is more better. Research station might be pretty good for me. Hulk gives some pretty good control. Steve has decent control on his strike and his spender attack.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's able to throw and push size 2 and 3.
Yep. And again, just him and Winter Soldier being able to lock down on the that the researcher is yep. really nice.
I don't want to do Wakandan herbs.
Nope.
Because not Amazing Spider-Man
across the board.
Amazing Spider-Man is just gonna hop across the board, and it'll make me very sad when he scores 4 points.
And I don't know, but at the same time, Captain America throwing six dice shield throws all of a sudden.
I mean, like, you can do that with hammers.
Yeah, you can do that on hammers too.
I don't know if I like Deadly Legacy Virus either. I don't want to be healing thing. I mean, I guess I would get to heal status conditions too. What do you think?
So at this point, it kind of seems pretty obvious that you want to be able to get the blues. So maybe the better question here is, what does Josh absolutely not want to see to the point where he'll give you the blues?
Oh, okay. So Montesi's out of that question.
Yep. You don't want to give him cubes. You don't want to give him Montesi.
Spider infected, maybe?
I don't know if you want spider infected.
I don't think I want it either.
So let's go ahead and say research station, because
yeah, I think research station's
good. You've got a pretty good attrition, hold down a middle section list.
And he doesn't have Gwen or Miles, which are both good on research station.
Right. So those two, is there any like net neutral at least? Because like I said, I don't want to do the alien ships, the senators.
What, maybe you start looking at point level. So, like, what point level do you not want to see?
Not 14, God no.
So then you don't want
senators.
Yeah.
But we already kind of talked about that with the alien ship.
And
Or Skrull. So really, what's left here is Deadly Legacy Virus Cured.
Yep.
Which he will probably have Black Cat, so I don't know if that's the smartest move in the world.
Spider infected.
Yeah, I mean, Black Cat can only steal one objective there.
That's true. That's very true. So, I mean, I think if you want to do Legacy, I think you'd probably be fine. I mean, having one on Hulk seems pretty good.
Yeah, honestly, getting that on a big boy and just being able to wipe a status condition off them every turn seems really nice. Mm-hmm.
That's true. So Legacy or Spider Infected? Oh, jeez.
I'd probably go Legacy, because realistically, how many times have we seen a character actually pop off and manage to get all three?
Yeah, and he's not playing like Syndicate or anything like that. Or
yeah, he's not doing Syndicate. He's probably
he's not doing
similar to you, not going to think about Toad for that specific situation.
I guess I'd be concerned if he's playing Enchantress and Black Cat, and maybe he goes Quicksilver too and just goes for team extract stealing.
Yeah, I mean,
because knowing him, he would 100% try and do that.
Yeah, but now Enchantress's stealing ability is
really not as limited. Good.
It's not as good. It's still,
I mean,
good.
let's say Enchantress tries to steal from Hulk. She better do it after Hulk activates or she's dead.
Yeah.
Yep. And likewise, Black Cat, even though hers doesn't cost an action, it still costs 3 power. So she will usually be trying to stagger people with her power anyway.
Yeah. So Legacy Virus probably is the right call, especially if I think he's bringing Black Cat. I can stagger, or I can remove the staggers.
Yeah.
I don't think you can remove the staggers, right?
Can I not?
Stagger happens at the beginning of, as soon as you activate, your first action has to be a stagger. Legacy Cure is after.
My day's ruined.
I have not read up on such a thing.
Yep, I've played it twice, and it's been a while. So
that makes pretty sense. Sure that's the. I'm pretty
that's
sure
right.
That's...
I just looked it up.
Is it at the end of the activation or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, Legacy Cure's at the end of the All
right.
activation.
I want to go Spider Infected then. That sounds like the right call.
All right, spider infected it is. Any last second changes that you want to mess around with before we lock these in?
I don't think so. Talk
point totals. I mean, obviously we know you like 20. We went over the 16. Any concerns at 18 or 17?
Can I bribe y'all to convince him to ring the 20 point scenarios as well?
Nope. We are a treasure chest that is locked with a key.
Dang it.
We are agents of chaos.
You do not have that key.
It was worth a shot. Gosh, that's kind of a bummer with the new changes though. Like if he gets secure or if he wins priority and takes secures, or if I win priority and I take secures, he can still not take 20 points.
Yeah. Yeah, your only way to force 20 is to lose
prior. He gives you secures.
And you get secures.
All right, Josh, when you're listening to this, I'll give you $5 if you let me pick secures and if you win priority.
It's going to take a lot more for that, for Josh to do anything that he may think would let you be up in the game.
Yeah, it would. It would. It's worth a shot, though.
Absolutely.
I'll buy your next Saws meal. That might get him. He loves Saws.
All right, so we're locked in on Crisis?
We're locked in on Crisis.
Boom.
Tactics.
Assemble?
Assemble, 100%.
Boom.
So are you going to do... Well, we already talked about till the end of the line.
Yes.
And we talked about Second Wind because of the Mayor Fisk.
Yep. Second Wind. All right.
Advanced R&D.
Do you need advanced R&D with the changes?
I don't care if he needs it. It's the name of the show. It's the name of his show.
Well, I didn't think about that.
But I brought a hammer. What, so.
What? Kenny, I couldn't quite hear you.
I guess Strange and Hulk can generate massive amounts of power to dump off on people. I don't hate it.
They don't have a what-if card yet, okay, Kenny? So
they don't have a what-if card. All right, I'm going to put Advanced R&D at the bottom because I might take it out if we get far enough down. All right.
The other one you talked about was Face Me?
Yes, Face Me. Oh, that's my anti-Black Cat tech right there. Face Me.
That is certainly some anti-Black Cat tech.
I like it.
So Face Me. I want Hood's Gang.
Yep.
I think that's important. The extra the reroll is good.
Yep. Heroes for Hire.
Yeah, need that if you're taking Luke Cage.
Definitely need Heroes for Hire. All right. And I think at this point, this is where the jank begins.
Well, let's talk restricted cards, because you've only got really just 4-ish spaces.
Oh, left. I don't believe in restricted cards.
Perfect.
And I don't think Josh will either. He might, though. He might want that edge because he's lost out on Miles and Gwen and his Asgard leader. What kind of fun can we come up with? Oh, we didn't talk about Deadpool. Now I'm sad because I would have played the chimichangas. They're delicious and nutritious. I kind of like No Matter the Cost for Hulk. Does anyone else like that card?
I mean, I think it's a solid card. I don't know.
Let's talk about the better option. Anger Management?
No. That's going to be a no for me.
I tried. On a more serious note, how about Disarm? Because that's the card I always have to pitch. Because it's awesome.
It is awesome. I like it. Let's put Disarm in there. Because it's like, what if bitter rivals were actually balanced?
Right?
Let's see. There's so many tactic cards now. It's so hard to remember them all. Ooh, he's playing Spider Foes.
Do you want to do the no stealth one? March Although he's not death. Playing. He's not playing Miles.
But Black Cat, he's probably and
playing Black Cat. And Moon Knight. Stopping the rerolls on ASM is huge.
That's true.
Yeah, Black Cat, Moon Knight, ASM, all hate Marked for Death. That's going in here. metagaming in this podcast is weird.
How about versatile strategy, being able to swap leaderships?
I'm sad. Why would you do that to me?
Oh, no? I'll take that as a no. Okay.
Well, he doesn't. You're not taking Sam, are you?
No, he's not. I'm just rubbing it in.
Sam's, gotcha. Sam's banned.
Yeah. Okay.
That was just rude.
I didn't get the sarcasm. My bad.
I didn't take Ebony Maw. What have I done?
Yeah, you tell everybody to take Ebony Maw.
Can I change my list?
No.
Nope, you already locked it in.
Dang it.
All right, so I know you said no to restricted cards. How about Indomitable? When an allied character would be thrown or pushed by an enemy effect, it may spend 2 power to play this card. The allied character is not thrown or pushed.
Especially against Web Warriors.
Yeah, and I don't think he has anyone who can throw Hulk. He might. I don't know what his list is yet. But getting Hulk thrown, I don't want to have that happen. That would be mean. And I don't need a Wrecking Ball Hulk. Gosh. Let's see. There's Hulk. Eyes on the Prize is kind of appealing too.
That's the range to...
Yeah, it basically makes people toad.
Yeah, I feel like you need to have a game plan for that, though. Do you?
Game plan would be for Doctor Strange or Hulk to be able to move up and grab like a middle thing and then run away.
Gotcha.
Does Strange get there in one move?
Medium bases do.
With range 2. Cool.
From what I remember, it's an idea, maybe not a good one.
No, I mean, it is an idea.
Of all the ideas I've had, it's certainly one of them.
It'd be good on hammers.
What about, I got one for you. What about Inspiring Monologue? You're going to have the capabilities of having a list that can go first. So you hold Prio, so you can play it right off the bat. You have a couple of models, Captain America and Hulk, who could sit in the middle of a group of people and try to tank a lot of attacks.
This is true. I like it.
You have also Luke Cage and Heroes for Hire, who, if Luke Cage is in the middle of a bunch of guys, good luck killing him with full rerolls.
Ooh. I like that a lot, just because I've never played it before and I want to try new stuff. I might take out Disarm for that. Call me crazy.
You're crazy.
Well, also, if you play it with till the end of the line, good luck getting Captain America to do anything. You can't move him. You're not going to be able to kill him. Basically a turn of I do whatever I want with Captain America.
That's true. Especially if he like ends up with 2 hammers or 2 we didn't choose a legacy heroes, which is good, but if he chooses that, if I end up with 2 of those, that would be pretty solid. Yeah, I think I like Inspiring Monologue. I'm gonna drop Disarm.
Okay.
So let's look. Hood's Gang. I don't have too many character-specific tactics, which is good. I have 2 Avengers cards, which one of them will be taken every game. The other one will be taken on Mayor Fisk. And then, yeah, I don't think there's anything else I'd want to take at the moment. Maybe Mission Objective. Warpath. Oh my gosh, I love Warpath on Hulk. It just sounds like so much fun. Am I nuts?
If you had a way to make him forced into attacking Hulk, I could see the extra value there.
Sacrifice.
Go for the double tactic card play?
No, that's not worth it. Yeah. Here, at least. I'm doing that in the Danger Room tournament.
I will say also, Eyes of the Prize is not a valid choice for you.
Oh no, yeah, what cards are banned that I can't take?
Eyes of the Prize is the only one you've mentioned so far.
What does Marked for Death come in?
I believe that's either Punisher. I think it's Punisher Taskmaster.
What about Gamma Launch? I know it changed.
It's not a good card.
Yeah, it's tempting. I don't know if I want to play it, though. I think I have other stuff that I want to try and do.
I mean, heck, just turn one. Even just throw Doctor Strange or Winter Soldier Cable to the middle of the board. Start attacking into your opponent's deployment zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have thought about that before, actually.
Just saying.
But what do I drop for Gamma Launch?
I'd say maybe Advanced R&D if you don't really plan on using it, although it is your namesake.
I don't think I'd ever actually use it.
Yeah, because the only characters that would be playing Advanced R&D on turn one, assumingly, would be Hulk or Strange.
Yeah.
You don't have Vision.
And I feel like you have a plan with what you already want to do with that power, and it's not give it away. It's actually use it.
Yes. Yeah.
So Gamma Launch would be another use, at least, of that power.
Yeah. So there was Gamma Launch. There's Warpath. I think that's it. Not Trip Up. Not Sucker. Yeah, no, I think Gamma Launch sounds good here. Gamma Launch and Cable does, in fact, sound like an enjoyable time, for me, at least.
Cool. How about Climbing Gear?
I thought about it. I have a lot of characters who already have extra movement shenanigans, because I've got Cable, Hulk, Hawkeye, and Doctor Strange, Sorcerer Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure I really want to do Climbing Gear over other stuff. I know other characters could use it, but yeah, I mean, Winter Soldier has his own thing too.
His is very limited, to be fair.
It's limited, but it's still there.
Yeah, no, it would definitely be more for the larger base characters like Hulk and...
Yeah, I think... Strange. I don't know. I think this is good here.
All right, last one. Hired Muscle.
Just put it in your list. See if Merzane says anything about it.
He would 100% say something about it and then laugh at me and say, you can't play that.
But I mean, like, imagine being able to play that on Research Station or Mayor Fisk's.
Oh, it would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm aware of how good it would be. I just can't do it.
On a more realistic kind of jank note, what about Follow Me?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you have a lot of power.
Follow Me over Gamma Launch. I think round one I want to be setting up Hulk more than instead of having him use his power to yeet people across the map.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Follow Me. That card is super fun. And if I play it right, can just ruin Josh's day.
Can absolutely alter the game.
Yeah, I'm on board for that. I knew I was missing something.
Let's see, any other call-outs that we're missing?
I don't think so. Can't play War Machine, so the Air Force is worthless.
Well, it's also banned.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That would be a fun card, though.
Trip Up? Question mark?
No. I thought about it, but I think all these other cards are more exciting options. What is Acute Senses? Let's see. Ooh, enemies do not benefit from stealth. Superpower. Oh. Acute Senses could be good too. Instead of Marked for Death, because there's just no stealth at all. They still get their long movement stuff. I don't know. What do y'all think? Acute Senses versus Marked for Death.
I don't think there'd probably be a huge difference.
Yeah, the acute senses is only for that character's activation.
Oh, yep.
So if you're trying to target down specifically like a black cat or weaken up ASM's rerolls, marked for death is going to be the better card.
Yep, and I do have so much ranged attacks that killing stealth for an entire round will be more valuable than just one character's activation.
Yeah.
I'm on board for that. All right. I don't think there's anything else I'd want to change then.
Cool. Locking it in?
I'm locking it in.
In that case, I'm going to rename your list to the Avengers Gunline, because my goodness.
I'm on board.
I guess really with the exception of Luke Cage, everybody on your team has a range 3 or longer attack.
That's awesome. And
most of them have range 4.
Oh my gosh.
If not range 5, just for, you know, kicks and giggles.
The Avengers Gunline, I like it. That sounds awesome. And it'll be, I think, really fun to put on the table.
I hope you guys get the new 20.1, because that'll be really fun to watch Web Warriors and then you with your gun line play.
Yes. It would be weird because like he would have stealth still for all that mess. Unless, you know, Mark.
Well,
that's literally just Black Cat.
Yeah, I was going to say just Black Cat gets it. I mean,
I guess Moon Knight has it, right?
Yeah, that's true. So Moon Knight and Black Cat.
Yeah, Moon Knight, Black Cat, and then whatever other characters he takes.
Yeah.
Man, that was fun.
That's this looks to be a really fun list with an appropriate amount of jank for what this is. And
yes, it wouldn't be jank or advanced R&D if there wasn't a little bit of jank involved.
Some absolute jank in here. Yeah.
Still want to make it somewhat competitive, but still want some jank.
Yeah. So any regrets? I mean, obviously you talked about, you mentioned Deadpool
a little Deadpool, bit. Ebony Maw. I probably would have put him in just because.
Would Maul replace Strange, though?
I think he would.
Okay.
He'd either replace Strange or Cable. Probably Strange, because Cable's an Avenger.
Yeah. And then you could also bring Shh.
And I could bring Shh. I could have brought Scarlet Witch, too.
Yep, she's an affiliation.
But I don't know. I think it's on brand for me to bring Doctor Strange.
Yep. With your absolute love of the Defenders.
Yes. This is true. And that's why I'm sad that I lost original Doctor Strange, because he would be really fun in this list too.
Yep. You've got Cable, who's very Strange-esque at least.
Yes. That's true. He's like Strange, but different.
Isn't that strange?
No, it's Cable. I guess do I close this out? Do you close this out?
Like, you know what? I'm gonna close it all out right now. Thank you all for listening and enduring this painful process. At least painful, maybe for Kenny, somewhat
a little bit,
just kind of enjoyable for me and Sooner as we get to throw out just absolutely sporadic suggestions and make Kenny actually think about them, because he might have thought some of these were serious, like Bullseye. But who knows?
What?
Don't so do this until next time, where we will then be discussing Josh's Ormer Zane's roster and his Web Warrior / Asgard roster that is short of Miles, Gwen, and pretty much all of Asgard. So until next time, keep on gaming. Or no, keep on janking. Is
keep
that
on,
what it
keep
is?
On janking.
Keep on janking.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me.